Well, we are faced with decisions that we have to make every single day. And we've already heard about choices and decisions, so I'm kind of going to repeat some of that. But it is true, it's what we're doing every single day. Many decisions that people make are either simplistic, common sense decisions, or they can be poor and costly ones. We see how our leadership in this nation has made poor decisions, especially ones that are unconstitutional and absolutely contrary with what the Bible teaches. However, we shouldn't be surprised about that, since it is what the Bible predicts, and how things are just going to get worse and worse as the end time approaches. So, with decisions that we are faced with, it comes down to the choices that we make. We have to know within ourselves just what is the right and the wrong choice. And many people find out the hard way when a bad choice is made. I'm sure we have all gone through that quite a few times in our lives. And on the contrary, when we make a good choice, it feels really good, doesn't it? We know we did something right. Because we know what we did was right, especially when it's in uniform with God's word. Now, we especially in the church have to be careful with our decision making, since we are the minority in this world that believe what we do. We are the called out ones, and we are also the hated ones. We are a very special people in God's eyes. And because of that, we have help from God to get us through trials and predicaments. And when we make a bad decision, we have God to help us when we ask. We pray and we try to live the way he wants us to. And because of this responsibility we have, there is a lot of pressure we are faced with in this world, since we have to also live as examples and stay true to our faith. Our faith is always going to be tested. People will know by our convictions where we stand. And they may think to themselves, wow, who is this person who believes in what he or she does? Yet they have or are a great example. They're trustworthy. They have a great attitude. And they don't consider their life as a burden. Now, there's people out there who may think what we're doing right now is a burden. It's like, how can you do that and not keep pagan holidays? But it's also attitude has a lot to do with it. Have we made an impact like this? Do we show this in the way we present ourselves? That's also important. Now, we know that God does not change, and he never will. And he will not compromise, and neither should we. And that's something we can read about in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. And God's purpose to mankind is the same today as it was back then. Every person on this earth makes choices every day, whether they will live righteously or not. But there is one critical difference. While the world continues to go its evil way, there is a group of people that God has called out of this world to come out from the evil ways and to live their lives based upon his laws, his statutes, his judgments. And even God had to make a choice, choosing those out of the world for a purpose. Notice 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and verses 26 to 31. First Corinthians chapter 1, and verse 26. We read, "For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are. That no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That, as is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. So this classification we're under, the base things, the foolish things, the weak things, that's us. That's something we could be proud of. But in this aspect here, now we are supposed to live as examples, and we are supposed to shine as lights. The bigger choices we make are more serious in our lives because of our faith and because we do not compromise. And when we continue to do what is right, we will be rewarded. And everything is possible through God. Now, if you take out God out of the picture, what do we get? Do you think that we will be blessed? Each of us being called to this way of life, we make choices every day. Will we obey God or not? Will we walk in His way or not? Will we attempt to worship Him in a false way by worshiping false gods? Will we bow down to gods made with human hands, wooden or stone images? Will we dishonor God by taking His name in vain? Will we faithfully keep and properly observe His Sabbath and His holy days? Will we keep man-made holidays originating from pagan origins? Now, this is something we're going to be facing when we get back home, because the very next holiday that's coming up is probably one of the worst holidays of all, completely demonically inspired, has nothing to do with God, and which is, in fact, the complete opposite. Any children out there, that's a big test that we go through. With Halloween coming up, completely opposite. What are we going to choose? Well, that goes for everybody, of course. Will we kill another human being, for instance, in war? Or even murder him in our thoughts through the sin of hatred? Will we steal from others, including our brethren? Or steal from God by not giving Him what is owed to Him through tithes and offerings? Will we lie against our neighbor or God? Will we covet that which does not belong to us, thus sinning against our God? As you can see, this is a nice summarization of the Ten Commandments. Everything else put here. But these are all questions. Will we do this or not? There's no C in the ABC multiple choice game. It's either A or B. And it should be an easy answer. As we can see, the world continually finds itself today once again in the struggles of evil. And we have to make sure that we do not become part of that. God has His eyes on us at all times. And judgment is now on the house of God. With every decision we come to, with every choice that we make, God is taking notice. He is ready and able to help in times of need. Notice Psalm chapter 34, verses 15 through 20. Psalm 34 and verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Verse 22, the Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. The contrast between the righteous and the unrighteous. It's either one or the other. Will we do what is right in God's eyes, in reference to our mates and our children, and in reference to our neighbor? Each time we break a law of God, it is a result of a wrong choice we have made. And if you think that you're alone, just remember the countless examples of those in the Bible who ultimately made the right choice. And there were plenty of wrong choices, no doubt, that were made, since they are all human, just like we are. and they are prone to make mistakes, but their overall motives is what counts. That goes for us as well. Noah was righteous before God because of the choice that was made by this one man. God decided that he would allow life to continue on earth for mankind, starting over with this one righteous man and his family, including the animals brought onto the ark. When it came to the obedience of his law, God chose Israel as a nation he would work through to continue to carry his way on the earth because of Abraham's right choices. David was a man after God's own heart. Jesus Christ walked upon the earth in the flesh and yet lived a perfect life. Each of these men had to make choices every day. Christ had to make choices. You think it was a walk in the park for him? Absolutely not. And God was pleased overall with the choices they made. And of course, in the case of Christ, he was always pleased. Now, after the Lord had delivered Israel from the hands of the Egyptians and had revealed to them once again his righteous and perfect law, notice what he said to them in Deuteronomy 30 and verse 15. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 15. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. In verse 19, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. God has called you and me at this time. He has given us his spirit and his law, and he has said to us to choose life. So what choices will we make today? What will we make tomorrow? What are we going to make from this time forward? Will God be pleased with the choices we make? So really, what choice do we have? Simply put, do we want to live or die? Do we want to keep God's commandments, or do we want to break them? God has called you and me at this time. Again, he has given us his spirit and his law, and he has said to us, choose life. Now we have a choice to make on just how much we appreciate what God has done for us, how he has blessed us throughout this time here at the feast, as we have observed the feast exactly the way God expected us to keep it, the way we have always kept his feast, and by putting our faith and trust in him, despite everything that has been recommended and required by the politicians and scientists of this world, we did it God's way. And for that, we should be extremely thankful. We haven't had any problems with that, have we, being here? Let us continue with that mindset by putting everything in God's hands with faith, not fear, as we return from the feast, thanking him from the heart with a small token of appreciation, and we will see how God will continue to be with us.